Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Wednesday, May 15th, 2013. And today we ask ourselves a question. We scratch our heads. We wonder what in the world is going on in the U.S. government right now. Nobody seems to know, especially, least of all, Barack Hussein Obama, Benghazi Gate, Tax Gate, and now AP Reporter Gate. The only answer the president gives is the old Sergeant Schultz answer. I know nothing. I see nothing. I hear nothing. He actually said the first time he learned of the tax scandal was watching the news on Friday. That's what he said, folks. The first time he knew anything about this tax issue of targeting conservative groups was when he was watching the news on Friday, despite the fact that this goes back now, we know, at least to 2010. Well, today we are discussing a new scandal, the new daily scandal, the scandal of the day, I guess you could say, in the Obama administration, and that is what we'll call the AP Reportergate scandal. It seems that the Department of Justice, or as Paul Craig Roberts often refers to it, the Department of Injustice, secretly obtained the private phone and other correspondence of at least 20, possibly up to 100 Associated Press reporters during a two-month period in 2012. This was a subpoena secretly issued without any warning and apparently without any probable cause. No one knows if a judge actually signed this subpoena or not. It came out of a Department of Justice investigation conducted by a grand jury looking into leaks that may have occurred in the government while the government was conducting a terror investigation about some incident that happened in Yemen back in 2012. No one, as I said, no one knows who may or may not have signed this subpoena. Eric Holder, the Attorney General, said he recused himself from the subpoena decision because he had been questioned as a possible leak in the investigation himself. And so he referred questions to his deputy, James Cole. Mr. Holder said, Department of Justice always makes every effort to respect the law and the rules. Well, we know that's a history of Mr. Holder, don't we? If we look back at the times he saw voter intimidation and physical intimidation of voters and obvious voter fraud and refused to prosecute it, we look back to Fast and Furious where he admitted delivering hundreds of thousands of automatic weapons to the Mexican and Colombian cocaine cartels used to kill who knows how many people on both sides of the borders. We look back to when he investigated HSBC, one of the world's largest banks, which by its own admission and by DOJ admission laundered hundreds of billions, if not trillions of dollars from the Mexican and cocaine drug cartels and also from international terrorism. And he refused to prosecute them, saying, quote, they are too big to jail. It might bring down the whole financial system. And now this is Eric Holder, folks. Nothing to see here, folks. Just move along. The AP says it's outraged. But what actually happened here? What actually happened? The Justice Department obtained 2 months of telephone records of reporters and editors for the Associated Press in what their top executive called, quote, a massive and unprecedented intrusion into how news organizations gather the news. The government seized the records for more than 20 separate telephone lines assigned to the Associated Press in April and May 2012. More than 100 journalists work in the offices where the lines were taken. An entire collection of communications from reporters working on stories about government and other things around the world were taken secretly by the government. Well, the reaction has been about what you would expect. Rand Paul accused the President Obama of being, quote, drunk on power. Paul went on to accuse him of fall outrage and said he would do about as much about this as he did about Benghazi. Well, of the news reaction, the Associated Press President Gary Pruitt said, quote, there can be no possible justification for such an overbroad collection of telephone communication of the AP and of its reporters. These reporters potentially reveal confidential sources. It discloses a roadmap to the Associated Press news gathering operations that the government has no conceivable right to have. It's a serious interference with AP's constitutional rights to gather and report the news. Well, that is what the AP says about what happened, but in conclusion, I would say that the officials of this government, this Obama government, see themselves as above the law and feel no obligation to abide by it whatsoever. All they do is talk about it. If this were an NCAA investigation of some college football or basketball team, they would cite them for lack of institutional control based on the scandals that just keep on coming, and they would carry severe penalties. Obama seems to have no clue as to what's going on in his own government. Despite the CIA and 15 other intelligence organizations, according to him, he gets his news from TV like anyone else and has nothing to say except, "I know nothing." Well, this is happening on his watch, folks. This is the watch of the most transparent organization, the most transparent administration in American history. Yes, as I've said before, it is becoming more transparent every single day. Well, the AP expresses outrage at the action of a police state government out of control, but it doesn't understand, apparently, that it helped to install this police state government and continues to protect it day by day. That's the way I see it, folks. Wednesday, May 15th, 2013. Until next time, this is Darrell Castle, folks. Thanks for listening.